doing his homework.
Something we should be doing.
What do you mean?
That guy we spoke to from a so-called mortgage rescue company? He mailed these papers to sign.
Should we?
I don't know. What if it's a scam?
McGruff the Crime Dog here. Safeguard your finances and protect your home. Start by finding a free legitimate housing counselor today.
Take the first step. Visit ncpc.org/mortgage fraud. This message is from the National Crime Prevention Council and U.S. Department of Justice.
Buy two, get three more for free. Find these treasures throughout McDonald's Food and Family Center at Northgate FedEx. See the flyer for qualifying items. In a McDonald's meat department, boneless, skinless chicken breast, $2.49 a pound. A family pack of ground beef from Chuck, $2.99 a pound. Check out the produce aisle. Head lettuce, 97 cents. And grab an 8-pound bag of Michigan white potatoes for $1.99. This week, McDonald's customer appreciation item is a 12-ounce package of Walsh's pork sausage links for $2.29. Limit three, please. McDonald's Food and Family Center, serving our Thumb area for over four generations at Northgate FedEx. Grease is the word, and one of the USA's favorite musicals. Good news. Thanks to the Fort Austin Community Players, Grease is coming to Huron County the 3rd and 4th weekends in October. Mark your calendars. Performances are Saturdays, October 19th and 26th, 2 p.m. and 8 p.m. And Sundays, October 20th and 27th at 2 p.m. Come out to Port Austin and see our area teens perform this fun musical. You'll enjoy the dancing, the singing, and those boiling over engines and hearts. Before it's over, you'll be a hopping and a bopping right along with the kids. Again, performances are October 19th, 20th, and the following week at October 26th and 27th. Make your reservations today. Call the Port Austin Community Players box office at 989-738-5217. Oh, one more thing. Tell everybody, Grease is the word.
Frank the Frontier Buffalo here. Thanks to Frontier's hot deal on high-speed internet, I'm staying cool this summer, which is a good thing because I'm not really built for pool parties. See, every time I do a cannonball, they have to refill the whole pool.
I'm soaked!
Again, everybody out.
Sorry about that.
Call 1-888-FRONTIER now to switch to Frontier high-speed internet. Just $19.99 per month with qualifying phone service, guaranteed for 2 years. Plus, you get free internet activation and a free Wi-Fi router. And there are no contracts and no early termination fees.
Maybe I should just stick to Marco.
Polo. You can't get BS from a Buffalo. Call 1-888-FRONTIER for high-speed internet. Just $19.99 per month.
Hey, this is fun. Marco.
Polo. Okay? Switch to Frontier today. Call 1-888-FRONTIER for high-speed internet.
Marco.
Really? Limited time offer. Service subject to availability. Actual speeds may vary. Taxes, surcharges, and other restrictions apply. Call for details.
For the Keysville Eagles, and that's what we got going on right now. They're playing the Engages as a varsity game, and like I said, if you heard the earlier pregame show, right now they only have four seniors on the Keysville Eagles team right now. They've been playing the JV schedule throughout the season. They played some varsity games against Akron Fairgrove and Engage, and they got Engage here for homecoming. Now, Engage, a lot of great experience. We talked a little bit about the Keysville Eagles, what they have. Three, four, five seniors right now, and the stud for their own grade Bulldogs all season has been Quinn Smith, the running back, and he's a senior and defensive back also. And just looking at his numbers briefly here, Quinn Smith, 1,181 yards, what I'm seeing, averaging about 13.4 yards, 31 touchdowns also, one of the leading touchdowns. You can't see overall because it is a player, but that's pretty outstanding numbers for a player.
He's the speedster. We'll keep an eye on him this afternoon. Let's take you through the action that happened last night real quick. Let's recap the Greater Thumb West. Vassar beat Cass City by a score of 35-8. Reese all over USA in the 20th annual Sugar Bowl game. The Rockets win the Greater Southwest title outright.
Bassett, by the way, needs one more win, and it's going to be tough to get Frankie move for a playoff spot.
Well, hold your horses.
Okay.
I want to get through this quarter
right,
first, then we'll go back and touch on it.
Okay, you lead me.
All right, Lakers beat, Reese 47, USA nothing, Lakers 26, Mad Axe 18, and Ubley beat the All Saints Cougars by a score of 36-13. Greater Thumb East, Harbor Beach wins the title outright with a 56-7 win over Marlette. Brown City 32, Sandusky 30, and Memphis beat Clarkston Everett Collegiate 19-14. Now, let's go back to the game that you had a part in last night, the Harbor Beach Pirates and the Marlette Red Raiders. The Harbor Beach Pirates just keep humming along, and can this train be stopped?
I don't think so. At least around in the thumb area. Come playoff time, depends where they drop in division-wise. Division 7 or Division 8, when I last checked news to you out there with his projections with the MHSAA, says that they could drop down to Division 8, but they're one of the last teams to drop down to Division 8.
Right, they're
Marlette Red Raiders, it was a rude awakening there for them. Just the Harbor Beach Pirates really controlled the Marlette Red Raider offense, especially Brad Schaub. Almost one-dimensional, but Marlette Red Raiders didn't help him. The wide receivers didn't help him or doing him any favors by dropping a lot of passes also. But credit the Harbor Beach Pirates special teams work, defense, quarterback, unselfish too. But when he had to run, he run Eli Kraft. Overall, he had six different scores for Harbor Beach.
Yeah.
But the other key thing, Greater Thumb East champions also.
Exactly. Eli Kraft, two touchdown passes, two rushing scores, also intercepted a Bradshaw pass for a score for the Pirates as well. Yards on the ground, it was all Harbor Beach, 181 yards on the ground and compared to 58 yards for Marlette. And you mentioned Brad Schaub was under heavy pressure last night, 12 of 26 passing, four interceptions on the night. So not a good outing for the Marlette Red Raiders, and they will not get a share of that Greater Thumb East title. We talked about the Greater Thumb West. We have the Reese Rockets, who appeared in their 20th annual Sugar Bowl. It was the Cody Piak show once again. He's been the stud for that Reese offense all season long. But also, Tony Bentley finished with 8 carries, 203 yards, averaging about 25 yards a carry. You don't see that unless you've got a bulldozer in front of you. But Tony Bentley managing most of the scores last night. He had runs of 71 and 75 in the first quarter alone, plus a 37-yard touchdown run to start the second quarter.
And you have a secret weapon out there. You don't hear his name much, but Archie Nair in tight end position and also does a lot of blocking for Piak and also Tony Bentley there. Look out for Nair. But overall, that's another team, much like Harbor Beach, utilizes other weapons and tries to get the talent. Head coach Bob Taylor there is the one who knows how to do that.
You talked about the Vassar Vulcans needing one win. They beat Cass City last night 35-8. They need one more to get into the playoffs, as you said. And they are going to go up against a juggernaut in Frankenmuth. I had the adventures of covering Frankenmuth and Bridgeport last night. And let me tell you, that is another train that is going to be hard to stop come postseason time. And the Vassar Vulcans are going to have their hands full next week. Mike Pratt on the night, 14 of 23 for 294 yards and a touchdown to lead the Vulcans in that victory. Also, Nick Baker, 9 carries, 51 yards and a touchdown. Lamont Morrison, 4 catches for 112 yards. For Cass City, Sawyer Cuthrell led the team with 15 carries and 78 yards. Drew Fields with 10 carries for 59 yards and a touchdown. And Cass City eliminated from any postseason possibilities. All Saints Cougars and the Ubley Bearcats. Go ahead.
You mentioned Vassar has to play Frankenmuth. Frankenmuth, the outright Tri-Valley East champions also. And you've covered them many times. And they're the real deal. And Tri-Valley East, very competitive this year with Millington and North Branch all potentially getting in the playoffs.
Exactly.
Millington.
They did.
North Branch
with the win got in. Garber with the win last night also got in. So you got the four heavyweights, Garber, Frankenmuth, Millington, and North Branch all in the playoffs. The bottom of the conference out of playoff contention there. We talked about the Ubley Bearcats knocking off the Bay City All Saints Cougars. Roman Welton, Derek Brown each ran for 100-plus yards on the night and two touchdowns to help Ubley with their 36-13 win. The win was a nice one for the Bearcats coming into the game 1-5. Just a confidence builder as they close out the season with the Bad Axe Hatchets next week. But nonetheless, Dave Kaufman very happy with the running attack of the Bearcats last night as, again, Roman Welton, Derek Brown leading the way for that Bearcat attack. Tyler Nearing, 9 of 23 passing for 82 yards in the All Saints loss. Nate Christie, 6 carries, 13 yards. And Nick Hunter added a touchdown for the All Saints Cougars as well. And then a game that you may have listened to last night right here on Cruise 102 FM. It was the Elkton Pigeon Bay Port Lakers knocking off the Bad Axe Hatchets, 26-18. Terrence Dubes, 159 yards and three touchdowns in that win. Dustin Katie for the Lakers, also 43 yards and a touchdown. The Lakers